It is a Thursday morning, and of course, the Backpipe Brothers in here. We've talked basketball, and now I guess we're getting into some kind of game show or something.
Talk about Would You Survive? We did it last week.
Would I survive? Okay. So this is like you give us an event, and would we make it out of it?
Yeah, like if Giddens was at your dinner table, would you survive eating dinner with Giddens?
Heck no. I couldn't afford to have him at my dinner table. I don't know how he affords his own.
Barely.
All right.
The first one.
All right, wait a minute. Are we doing this together at a time?
Together.
All right.
A 10-hour road trip with no music.
No.
You wouldn't survive.
No.
No podcast either, so it's silence.
Silence?
Silence.
I go absolutely
unless
insane.
I can fall asleep. If I can fall asleep, maybe.
But you fall asleep if you get
but
in the
10
car.
Hours is a long time. You can't sleep for 10 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you can. You can eat for 8 and sleep for 10.
Unless it's a nighttime-only road trip, and then you stand a chance. But if it's a daytime road trip, you're not sleeping for 10 hours.
I'm saying I'd go insane without something.
I would, too. Unless you have somebody
something.
To talk to.
Yes.
But if you're by yourself, and it's 10 hours?
No way.
I don't know. There's some people we talk to, it's like, I'd just rather have the silence.
There are some people that way. And if you're sleeping as a passenger, I can understand that. But no. I hated riding a school bus. Back in my day, we didn't have AirPods and stuff we could listen to. You just had to ride the daggum bus. Get on that cheese wagon with all the stank and get after it, baby.
Next one, driving using only paper maps. No GPS.
Oh, now I can do that. Because I used to do it.
No, give me the GPS.
But I will ask you this. Where do you find paper maps at now?
I'm sure they got them in those rest stops.
Not hardly. Seriously. That has changed. I would love to have a map of the state of Florida or whatever and spread it out over the hood of my truck. I'd get anywhere I needed to go. And quick. I wouldn't take 14 million back roads and go 26 miles out of the way to get to a restaurant
GPS
that's closed.
It's constantly updated in real time, and it tells you the current traffic.
Yeah.
It told us that so-and-so was open, and we got there, and they had been closed for 4 months.
That wasn't GPS. That was probably Google.
Well, what's the difference?
What's the difference between Global Positioning System and Google?
There none. You push a button.
Airport with a 6-hour delay and no phone charger.
Absolutely.
I've survived it before.
I'm doing that.
I survived the all-nighter at the airport.
He has done that before. He got laid over, what, about 8 hours?
Longer than that. It was 10 hours.
You know what I do, don't you?
What?
That would be so much fun to me. That would make this show a 6-hour layover. I just people watch.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. Watch. Let me tell you something. If you want to have some fun on this program, meet me this Saturday afternoon at the Walmart parking lot and bring your lawn chair. And we'll sit in the back of my truck and people watch. And we'll have enough material for this show for a month.
It was not fun standing in a line at the Atlanta airport from 12 a.m. until 6:30 a.m. watching disabled people fight veterans.
Now, I will say this. That would be bad from 12 midnight to 6 a.m.
No, that's awful.
That would be bad. There's not
then
a lot of people
then
watching
I slept
there.
On the floor of the McDonald's in the lobby.
Were you homeless?
I felt like it after that until my flight finally came at 10 a.m.
All right. They had to clear out all the food on the flight that he was getting on is what it was.
I think I know the answer for Giddens for this, but no coffee for a month.
Dead.
I could survive that because I don't
coffee
drink
coffee. Right
I don't drink coffee. Coffee. Me and Bauman would be fine.
I need coffee.
Now, if you
right
change
now.
That to Diet DP, I'm gone, baby. Put me in the ground.
Wake up at 3:30 a.m. every day.
Well, I've done that. I will say this. I have done that, but you have to train yourself. You must get home early in the afternoon, get done what you have to get done, and get your butt in bed.
Yeah. I'd had to do that
you
for Rick and
have
Bubba.
To. Yeah, I mean, it's
that
just,
was interesting time of my life.
Yeah.
8 p.m. bedtime was something in college.
Wow. All right.
Working a return desk after holidays.
No way. I'm gone. Put me in a casket and dig the 6 feet.
I'd give it a shot, but it probably wouldn't go well.
I can tell you what kind of shot you get. You can get a shot in the you-know-what.
Living next to loud neighbors.
Oh, that's not a problem. That's what
before.
That's what they make 12 gauges for. Just fire a couple of warning shots and they turn the music down, baby.
A contestant on a reality dating show.
Y'all done that to me before. I mean, go on.
Surviving.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to do it, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'll go collect my check and get all lost on the first week.
A live cooking competition. Would you survive it?
Absolutely. I can do that. Now,
if it's Gordon Ramsay, probably not.
Now, if you got all this frou-frou stuff you have to cook with, like that you ain't never heard of, like basted chickpeas over some kind of foreign domestic thing, I would not.
Foreign domestic thing.
Foreign domestic?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Those are opposites.
I know. It's kind of. I'm talking about something that I don't know about that people use like in China every day. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not familiar with that kind of stuff.
Would you survive hosting an award show?
I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, you have a script. You follow it. It's not a big deal.
What if you had to do like the Emmys or the Oscars and you had to have like a comedy?
Oh, I just make a bunch of jokes about Jeffrey Epstein.
Just bring him out there with me and let him talk, baby. Yeah. I mean, come on. Hey, all I would have to do for the humor is have a big long table and start at one end with crab legs. One end would be crab legs, but the starting end would be olives and coleslaw, and you had to eat all of it to work his way toward the crab legs. That would be funny.
Would you make it through it, Giddens, to get to the crab legs?
Probably not, no.
Oh, come on.
Running a marathon.
Done it.
In the condition I am now, no. I don't think I could do a whole 20. Are you talking about a whole 26 mile?
Yeah.
I could.
No, I hadn't done that. I hadn't run a full marathon.
I've done a five.
And last one, rock climbing for the first time. Would you survive it?
Are we freebasing it with no harness?
You're like going to one of these places around like Birmingham and they have you harnessed up and everything.
Yeah, I hope you survive.
I could probably survive that.
It'd be really terrible if you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, if it didn't have
harness. There's some lawsuits coming.
I mean, you know, they hook your harness up and they miss the hook. Glad to know you. That'd be bad.
But if we're just rock climbing a random mountain with no safety, yeah, probably not surviving that.
No, I know I wouldn't survive that. I mean, I can't even climb up steps, much less a rock. I mean, come on. You ask. I can't even walk up a flight of steps without holding up something.
Would you survive an escalator?
Yeah, that's one step. I mean, come on. Now, used to, I'd get on the escalator and walk up it as it was moving. No, them days are over with. But, hey, they had escalators at the Daytona International Speedway to get you to your seat, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Help an old man, crippled man out here. What do you think, Bowman? You'd go down there with me, wouldn't you?
For the experience, I would.
Absolutely. I know you would. He wouldn't go. The only thing he would go for is the corn dogs.
Yeah, probably.
He'd eat the food. I know the one that loves corn dogs over here.
Yeah, but you'd eat the stick and all. Alex at least leaves the sticks.
Where's the proof? How do you know?
I see him when he throws them away. I see him when you throw them away, too, in another form.
I never even had a corn dog in front of you.